da 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 da. Good evening, everybody.
It will be good time. We all get the joy of blowing something up tonight.
Do I have to do this tonight?
No, I do not have a last name, but we can make one up on the fly.
I always just thought your first name was Rama and your last name was Gilligar.
Well, we can do that. We can do all kinds of things.
That would work better.
It's good to have you back, Jay. Just gonna say that.
It's right good now. To be back.
Yeah. And we have to discuss some fleet and financial stuff before you leave tonight, so. Sure. What would you like to know, sir? Yeah, somewhat. I mean, like, there's the basic, like it affects your initiative and stuff like that. If you're trained, you get a better initiative roll. You get a couple extra actions you can take being trained.
Thank you.
So flying and shooting, just standard actions. You just want to fly forward, not into somebody's combat space. No problem. Give her. But if you, let's say at the beginning of combat, if you're trained in piloting, you can choose to use your piloting. You can make a piloting role instead of an initiative role. What else was there? Oh, there's like, you can do like a strafe run and stuff. Like there's some things you can do in space and some things you can do when you're like on a planet in the atmosphere. So like if you're trained in piloting, you can do this like cool strafe run where instead of targeting like a 2x2 square with your auto fire, you target a like 5x1 square. What else is there? There's a bunch of stuff. Dogfighting is such a cool thing. I think it's going to come into play quite a bit.
Cool.
I do.
All right. Well, we could debate, you know, what you can and can't do. There are a couple of things. Thinking of your ships, like especially starfighters as a one-person go, something like being able to fight defensively, one of Poser's signature moves. You can fly defensively. If you're not trained as a pilot, you can take a -5 penalty to shoot at stuff to get a +2 to your reflex. If you don't shoot anything at all, you get a +5 to your reflex as you fly defensively. And if you're trained as a pilot and do the same thing, you can take a -5 to shoot things for +5 off the bat. And if you don't shoot anything and you're trained in pilot, you can get a +10 to your reflex. And that kind of number curve is what we're trying to wrap our head around tonight. I'm going to turn to Aiden Willems for a moment, who I know has been really pouring over these just to back us up. And thank you for that, gentlemen, everyone that stuck their nose in a book in my stead this week while I've been on the road. Is there anything specific that you can think of that a player might assume, like their characters in combat? It's like, no, vehicle's very different. One thing I know, we were talking about collision and threshold damage. Now, I can tell you that a ship gives a player total cover.
Not all ships. It's dependent on the type and stuff like that.
Well, assuming it has a canopy or, you know, that kind of thing. Like, not all vehicles, but... anything, Aiden?
I'm not exactly sure what you're looking for.
We were talking about flying by... let's talk about dogfighting really quick.
Okay.
When you come at somebody, you can try to initiate a dogfight. And the two tokens stop and sort of lock in place adjacent to each other or overlapping?
Adjacent to each other. So you have to be, to start this, you have to be in an adjacent square next to the enemy airspeeder starfighter, and then you make a pilot check at a -5 penalty opposed by their pilot check. If you succeed, you and the target are engaged in a dogfight. And it kind of operates like melee combat / grappling in Pathfinder First Edition. You know, so try to attack somebody that's dogfighting with, you know, another person, you're firing into melee and you'll take penalties for that unless you have precise shot. While you're in the dogfight, if you're attacking, it's opposed pilot checks. And then if you beat their pilot check, you get to make an attack with the vehicle weapon as a swift action. And if you fail, you take a -5 penalty on attack rolls. And so there's a couple of different things with it, but it's not super complicated.
Additionally, for movement, if you are trained in the piloting skill, you can increase the vehicle speed, like give it a temporary boost to get some more movement out of your ship. You can't do that if you're untrained.
Yeah. There's shields that we have to deal with on top of everything else, which if you take damage over the shielding, I believe it drops it down 5 points. And you have to spend 3 swift actions either all in the same turn or three consecutive rounds to re-up your shields by five. And you can also do that with your vehicle condition.
So you could go like one swift action spread over three rounds, or two up front and 1 second later. And like, if you have any spare actions, you could be trying to focus on getting these shields back up. Kind of
absolutely.
Kind of like
never
shipping.
Waste a swift. Yeah, like, never waste a swift. Always be like, oh, I'm going to use my swift. And
assuming
flip
you
that
feel.
Little switch over.
Now,
turn this knob.
I think the biggest thing that we found was the pilot versus the co-pilot, because in the situation of the Glorious Chariot, where Joe Gibson's character Vibesh is flying, and a character gets your two move actions, he can fly and take the ship speed twice, right? While relying on his co-pilot, Corey Chazon, playing Ram McGilligar, to do the shooting and maintain shields, depending on what he wants to do. And this effectively doubles the speed of the ship, as opposed to the guys in the starfighters, where, like a character, they can do a double move, or they can do a single move and shoot, which actually slows the vehicle, because there's only one pilot. Which I thought was very interesting. Because cloud cars, first of all, they're not starfighters. They are air speeders. There's your land speeder, like across the desert with Luke. There's an air speeder, like in Empire Strike Back, you know, those little suckers, that type of thing. These ships are atmosphere only. They are considered air speeders. You can't take these into orbit like you can the Z-95s. You guys have starfighters, and there's some differences in the stats, but it isn't a comparable fight. So, taking the scene back down to where we left off at the docking bay, I believe.
Yes.
And you guys had all piled in to Z-95s. So on the battle board here, we have four Z-95s and a... it's actually a Clone Wars Star Destroyer, but we'll say that... The ship-looking ship in the center is the yacht, the Glorious Chariot. Now, to tell them apart, as you guys notice, for those that watch the video, the characters all have a color represented of their dice, the player, and the little circle that sits underneath their middle. Mini, Rahal Obriss is red. Poser Sham is purple. Merrick the Mercenary, Ryan, is green. Askeleth J, Dr. Blue, good for you, is blue. Ram McGilligar, new to the show, has taken yellow. I usually use white for Stormtrooper or gray. So I've given the ship's dots. There's a red dot, green dot, yellow dot, purple dot, blue dot on the ship, indicating who is controlling it, instead of having great big shield bonus name tags on the bottom. Okay. So, as you guys get in, systems check, and you're off like a herd of turtles.
Like a turtle of hurdles?
Turtle of hurdles. Now, Bespin, remember, is kind of like a space station in the clouds. It's suspended, so there's no, like, off the ground going. You guys are sort of up out of that bay, straight up, and then just off the side and, you know, out and trying to follow Captain O'Keefe's directions to, you know, let's go and get the Shackles of Nizon ship and intercept it, right?
Yep.
But the sun setting over Bespin's horizon casts the entire atmosphere in a red-orange glow. The beauty of the scene is broken up by the cloud cars, some with two pods and others of a sleeker, more aerodynamic design with a single pod. They are racing towards you, and as the first blaster bolts pass to either side of your vessel, the cloud cars are still too distant to get a good shot, but you can tell right away that they mean to take no prisoners. O'Keefe comes over the comms and explains that whether these people are in Darga's pockets or not, you guys have been blamed for the murder of Lieutenant Arandis and all the Empire sympathizers on the station of the Wing Guard, as well as the Empire itself, are out for justice, and you guys all have big targets on you. So, taking us to the battle board and showing you what's what. Roll for initiative, because it's actually a skill. It's not the initiative roll, it's actually on your skill, not to forget. It's, you know, which I think is kind of is neat, different, you know.
19.
Are you allowed to use your own initiative modifier instead?
No. Okay, so you have to use the vehicle initiative, or you can use your piloting skill. Sorry, your boosted initiative won't come into play here.
Oh, that's annoying.
Aw.
Oh, there's actually two different options prior to the piloting. You can actually have each character make a separate initiative check. If not, an alternative is make an initiative check for each vehicle using the pilot's initiative check modifier.
So it'd be like when you get several guys on a ship. Right.
Yeah.
Like they're
yeah.
thinking like the five guys in a freighter. I'd like you guys to have individual initiative because it's going to get swampy, like dogfight swampy really fast. So if you guys.
So if you are trained in pilot, you can use your piloting skill modifier instead of the initiative from the ship.
Which means give me a piloting check and that can count as your.
R4 has a pilot check of 13.
Awesome.
Okay, boys, where do we find the pilot check?
In your skill list.
It'll be on your character Truth? Sheet we did up for yeah. the ship.
All right, round one.
Uno.
Round one, and we've got initiative turns with you guys all. Y'all wanted to refocus on Merrick, who ended up with 26.
Merrick, yep. Have a little boop boop.
Right? So, Merrick.
Yes.
Jolie, do the thing.
Duh. Everyone, please claim the full formation. Stay on flanks left and right. Engage weapons to fully automatic. That is yellow button on far left hand side for you, Hral. Shoot target that I shoot.
If only Frank was there to like Zin to like post-y note your cockpit for you there, eh, Rob? Remember that?
I'm flying blind here.
Where's Zin's post-y notes? All right. So with a slight eking forward, taking the guard position or the squad leader position, you guys all hang back and are forming up. Okay?
Yep.
And this sets your initiatives far above theirs at like 26, 25, 24, 22, all the way down, coming down to 13. The Talons, the single fuselage, or if you're looking at the screen at the top left, the purple dudes.
Purple dudes.
The purple ships fly right for you guys and try to engage immediately. And oh, something else you guys can do. As a move action, you guys form up. As a standard action off the air, you guys were talking about trying to figure out what they have. You guys can use your scanners.
Cool. Like use computers and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. So I believe it's
I vote Vabesh does that.
I don't know if it's a piloting check or if it's a computer use, but basically you're scanning
using scanners. Yeah. That would be like a use computer. It's a use computer.
Okay, so but the base DC is like very easy. But go ahead, everyone, give me computer use. And the funny thing is
he a computer guy.
You guys are on.
He is a computer guy.
Yeah. Don't forget that you guys are also on.
Natural 20.
Nice. We are on fire tonight, guys.
Don't forget, you guys are also on radio comms. Oh, my God. Is this thing on? Tap, tap, tap. Can you hear me going down? Mayday, mayday, mayday. Don't forget, you guys are like literally on the comms.
Oh.
No.
They go slow.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Flying straight at you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So have those computer
so
use.
So fast.
Computer use checks. Checks, please. 1, 2.
Computer use chicks.
4, 5, 6. Yep.
Use computer of 29.
2.
24 from R4.
4,
26 from Eric.
Six. Okay. All of you guys can tell that these guys have I'd be nice enough to say that you would guess that if it's a starfighter, it has some kind of durasteel plating. So they should have some kind of damage reduction. Like even a car would, even if it's like 5 or 10, like you just don't make something that has guns that's supposed to take a little bit of you know, damage and fire out of balsa wood, right? However, they don't have shields because they are airspeeders. Well, these ones are anyway.
It's good to know.
Sorry, I'm just moving these guys up. Now remember, any angle automatically counts as two. So if you slide your guy forward and down on an angle, that's like two squares. So as you see with this guy here, actually, I guess I could show it. One, two, three, four, five, six. Didn't do it. One, two, three, four, five, six. So the talons double move and all come right at you, like sliding down into position, a little bit loose, looking to engage. Next, we have the cloud cars. And they actually hang back. Round two. The talons, four move to engage. Five clown cars are like, you know, they throttle down so they're barely...
Clown cars.
Cloud cars. Sorry. Yeah. So starting with Merrick, you're up, and Ramagilligar in Darga the Hutt's glorious chariot, you are on deck going next. What are your orders, squad leader?
First, I forgot to do this, but I'm retcon marking my prime target.
Okay, so yeah. Now we're talking skills you use as your character converting over to skills in a ship.
Yes,
right.
It's a talent, right?
Right. So, but here's the thing: do you have to be focused in the weapon?
No,
no. So anything you fight with any weapon you use.
That's the joy of it.
Okay. So go ahead. What does that do?
It comes out of the fighter ambush tree, which then can branch out and do a whole bunch of cool little things. Currently, what it does for me is it gives me a +2 moral bonus against attack rolls on my prime target.
Okay.
Until the end of the encounter.
All right.
So I would like to mark the... speeder that is directly in front of Merrick's ship.
Okay.
And then for this turn, I will
Could you ping him again?
Sure. It's
Okay.
The third one down from the north of the map.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I will give this enemy ship a green dot, and you're like, that's mine. He's mine. Right? Makes sense?
Yeah. The crosshairs are on.
Yep.
And then I will move forward four. I'll
fly straight forward. And your ship speed actually is four?
Yes, it is. Okay. I will do an attack run. Or not an attack run. Because it's move attack... as one thing.
Yep.
Cool.
Would you like to raise your shields?
Yes. What kind of action would that require?
Good question. A swift?
I believe it is a swift. Swift. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Swift. Shields on.
Okay. It burns a lot of power to keep them up running like right from launch. So it's like, you know, I'll give it so that there's no argument. Some say you could, some not. It's just like, you know what?
They don't actually specify,
yeah,
but they do say nobody flies all the time with their shields on because it's hard on your.
And they call them deflectors in Star Wars lore. They're like angling my deflector shields, angling the right because there's also having the two arcs front and back and then bringing them both forward and all that kind of thing, doubling down. But for these purposes, for right now, you've got your shields up and you've got your shield SR of like 15 on the...
Correct.
Yep. And first they'll chew up the shields, then the damage reduction will soften anything going to your main hull.
That's the hope.
Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. You are now 2 squares away from the guy you want targeted. Now, high and on your right, or like to the north of this map or whatever, you are beside some guy that's going right beside you. He's flying by, though he is also 2 squares away. So, ahead of you, in Starship Square scale, point blank for a basic blaster cannon on an actual ship is 0 to 1. Short range is just 2. 3, 4 is medium. So you are at short range and will incur a -2, a penalty, if you wish to shoot now. Or do you want to wait?
No, I will unload now with a fully auto attack mode.
So you want to do an auto fire?
I do. That's what my command was. I would let everyone know where the switch was even.
Okay.
So in the auto fire.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's in auto fire, I will also burst fire as one of my character feats, which translates actually over to pilot.
Okay.
So I basically don't get the benefit of miss and still do half damage, but I do get to add 2 more dice.
Okay.
Shoo.
Okay. Now I'll be tracking hit points directly onto the tokens, because if you guys track them on the sheets, it health bars pop up and it just clutters the map. So
yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I'm taking a -2 to this attack, correct?
Yep, because of the range.
Right.
Now
plus a -5 because of auto fire.
Yep, that's 7.
Right.
Now you can use the ship to shoot, because they all have like their basic built-in target computer, or you can use your character's base attack bonus, which if you guys are 6th level, but you dipped away from soldier, it would leave you with what, 4 or 5? What's your BAB?
5.
5, okay. So whatever.
Yeah, it depends on your class.
Whatever's better.
Yeah. So like soldier gets like a base attack every level, I'm pretty sure. But like noble, they don't get their first base attack bonus until level 2.
Yeah, and I took a 1-level dip out, so I'm not America's Imperial Soldier, and
oh yeah, you went scoundrel. Scoundrel is the same as noble.
I did for the free grenades. They lured
get the
me
gimp.
In.
They yep. get the gimp.
Now it says a Z95 has a triple blaster. Like the X-wings have the 4 blasters on the wings. A Z95 has.
It's kind of for flavor text, is my interpretation of it.
Well, I was thinking of the Luftwaffe, how they had the nose gun as well as the like the wing cannons.
Right.
Because just underneath that nose fuselage is like an indent where you could have a cannon.
Oh, there absolutely is one. It yeah. is a it is a triple blaster, but for like calculations, it is the same as a double. So there's like 3 stages. There's single, double, quad, essentially, because a triple counts as a double.
Okay. Well, I've got like the Talons have double blaster cannons and do like 4d10. The Z95s have triple blasters and they only do 3d10.
Right.
You know, like
times 2.
Right. You double your damage. I don't. So that's where the times 2 is. And then you got Darga's Glorious Chariot, where he's got like a medium and a double like laser cannons that all do all kinds of different stuff, right? Anyway, moving on. Sorry, trying to keep this going here.
Yeah, no worries. It's the first time, so it's fun. So I will
shoot him.
Shoot him in the face. And I take the -2 for the range increment. Submit. Roll.
Yes. Don't forget the
so many dice.
Don't forget this.
What?
Not 2.
17.
Not 2. 7. Remember? Auto fire. Total of -7.
Yeah, the -5 is built in.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I have a button just for burst fire.
Okay, gotcha. Now what? Burst fire on your character?
On my play, on my this is a 95.
Oh, okay.
Sheet.
I was gonna say. Right. Okay. 17.
Yeah.
Versus a Talon.
Yeah.
Okay. As you start lighting up, the pilot anticipates and starts doing the slight, like, not spinning, but doing the little wingtip, like a slight rock left, right. He knows the shape of his ship, and he just angles just enough that you skiff his wings, but actually don't hit.
Force point.
So, would you like to spend a force point? I'm getting to that.
Yes, I would.
Matt, you're getting to be a big pain in my ass. Stop.
I try. I do my best. I mean, it's what I'm here for.
You know,
I mean, good job, Jeff. You're the best GM ever.
If I do, you know, if I do kill your character, we'll just put you in the chair.
Yeah.
That hits.
Ooh.
Success. Nice. Success.
Oh, wait. And I have my other assured attack.
Yes.
I can re-roll one of my lowest die. I just, wait, let me check. Do I roll just one? I'm fairly certain I do.
Because you've got two ones there.
You can re-roll the lowest damage die, but must keep the second roll even if it's worst. I would interpret that as one. I don't know. It's your call.
Yeah, it is one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I allowed to call? Matt, I'd like you to mute up unless it's your turn. he's just so on top of this.
He's involved, man. He's involved.
No, but it's totally one because it says die, not dice.
Yeah, I've brought this upon myself by allowing rules lawyers. But
no way.
Another one.
It was meant to be.
Karma.
I guess I gotta take it.
All right.
So I do 50 damage.
Yeah, like the 50 points isn't enough, right?
Yeah, no.
It's not. There's so much more available. Okay. Actually, that was a pretty good.
I take the hit, and as you would think, there's that blaster scoring that just kind of, you know, melts the paint and gets through the Giro steel with a comparable damage reduction as your own of like 10. But that's nice. Well done. And that's you, sir?
Shoot this one!
Okay. Next, we have Vibesh and Remigilligar in the chariot. And Besh basically takes a double move, and he's going to do a flyby on the one that is... he's going to move to... Like, there's two guys to the south of us, more than enough to engage those others. But if that pack back there comes up, we're going to have a hole in our defenses. So he comes straight forward. 1, 2, 3, 4 with a single move. Because the Glorious Chariot, I believe, has a movement of 4, if I'm not mistaken. Glorious Chariot has a movement of 16 squares. Are you kidding me? Oh, sorry. 4 squares in Starship,
Starship skills.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's a fast ship. Sorry. So he does a double move. 4 coming straight at. And then 1 forward to match. And then he slides out. So that's 2 to go over here. Okay.
So technically, if he was in range and didn't have to make that double move, he could have flown up, made his attack.
May I finish? May I finish? He's in the middle of something here.
Yeah, yeah.
If the kind of what's-its. Okay. Like, I just say, Corey, like, but dude. Seriously, mute, please. You're screwing up my... Now I forget what I was going to do. He moves forward 4, and he comes up. He strafes left. Now I'm adjacent, okay? And he and Corey can shoot because they're turrets. I can either shoot everything straight forward, but there's the medium, and the medium can do a strafe shot. So from 2
and
squares...
And that's exactly what I was saying. So if he only spent 1 move, he could shoot, but he spent 2 moves, so he can't. So Vibesh can't shoot, but Remigilligar can.
Right. So Remigilligar.
You're yes, sir, my friend. Yes.
Right. He's coming at it. Right. And he says, "We'll shoot, and then I'm going to veer off. Or do you want me just to go around him?"
No, let's shoot.
Okay.
I like the idea of shooting.
Okay, so he pulls up, holds, and like everyone will shoot.
Pew, pew. What do we got here? I got some double medium laser cannons.
Right. So
let's try those.
Yep. Yeah. The big gun is you.
And we roll, and what do we get?
The rolls on the ship here are only plus two, so you're best to go off with your base attack bonus.
Okay. So what do I need to do in order to get the proper bonus?
What's your base attack on your sheet?
On Remigilgar, it is 4.
Right.
It's already factored into the attack rolls. Already made sure to put in his BAB for that.
Oh, okay, so instead of the gun. Okay, so you're good to go. So with an 8, okay, this sucker, we've got, like, mounted guns, and we're flying straight like a tank, but really slow like a bomber. And as you're trying to line them up, this thing is just dipping and humping and flipping around. And, you know, like, it knows it's coming up against a bigger ship and evades. Also, it jams, but the response time, like, you pull the stick left and it's like 2-3, and then the tracking ball moves left, like the cursor is like delayed, and it's screwing you up a little bit here. Now you're taking penalties. We're just, you know, flavoring your horrible dice roll.
Thank you very much as for
the medium laser cannon, which is actually, as you can see on the sheet here, fired by the pilot. We'll have Besh have a go. Anyone want to take a stab for Besh?
Got it. Ooh, that is a 14 to hit.
Nope, sorry. And like I said, I'm not going to burn Besh's force points unless he's saving his own life or yours. Not fair for us to just like, oh yeah, you know, fair force point. And then he plays again. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, we've burned all your force points. You're about to die. You know, that's not cool. Okay, so coming in and still getting used to the controls, and unfortunately, no. Next up, we have R4, played by Jay, and Poser, you're on deck.
Oh. R4 was told to follow Merrick.
Okay.
So I will be moving into position so that I can fire behind, probably moving forward 3 and up the one.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, and as soon as you move up, you're locked into a double move because of any corner movement.
Oh no, I meant up, like directly up.
A 90 degree turn. That is how well do these things
you
bank?
Can totally do it. Yeah. You have free range of movement within your starship movement speed.
Now, is there anything piling roll where they actually, like, they want, like, maybe a 180 or an Illman or anything, like, you know what I mean?
Nope.
That type of thing?
Nope. There are some feats that allow you to do extra moves stuff if you are, like, specialized in piloting, but no, okay. Like, as standard starship movement.
But that's cool. I mean, it keeps it simple, right? So, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
There are actually more advanced rules in Starships of the Galaxy, which we haven't really covered at all. I just actually discovered them, including maneuvers, which act like force powers, but with piloting checks instead of use the force.
Do you have to be, are these like feats you have to take and talents you have to take? Or is it for anybody?
I'm not exactly sure. It's just kind of here. I haven't read through all of it, but there's like, oh, you know, afterburn, angle the deflector shields, attack pattern.
Okay.
Corellian slip, counter in a dogfight.
Right on. We'll have to look into that. Let's do a base run with this, and if anyone survives, we'll get into some we've leveled up, and now you guys are expert pilots, so we're in the advanced rules. Because remember, like, if you guys have advanced rules, so do the bad guys, and they'll start doing wild stuff, and you guys could get totally screwed that way. But anyway, so continuing with Jay, 3 forward, 1 up is a single move. What have you got left?
From here, I was hoping to start feeding Merrick some data for a better shot on his next go around. So with 8 another.
Okay, I would want you to be adjacent. You're like 2 starship scale is like character scale is like 4, so it's like you're 8 squares away. Oh, that's not so bad. I mean, you could usually do stuff within 12. Yeah, all out.
That, and we're within comms kind of thing. So
yeah, but you gotta see the battle is what I'm worried about. It's also 3-dimensional, right? But if the character scale is only a multiple of 4, if you could like be on comms and the guy's 12 squares away in a hallway and you can't see what's around the corner, you could still get a sense. So yeah, no, I'm cool with this. Go ahead.
Okay. So then yes, I start.
Okay, so you want to do an aid another roll for his attack.
Yes.
Basically making you his wingman.
Hmm.
Okay. Sure. So you're gonna hit a DC 10 and his next attack will be at a +2 helping him. Is that what we're going for here?
By providing improved targeting data or by coordinating with attacks of other vehicles. Doesn't say specifically how I make it.
Attack
roll versus reflex.
Yeah.
So by making an attack roll against reflex 10. Okay.
If you were on like a frigate where people were manning multiple stations, you could do like a use computer check in place of that, but you're in separate ships, so really all you can do is set up your attack for.
And if you were on the bridge, it would even maybe allow tactics. I know Merrick's just dying to use that, but you're not on a bridge yet. I'm really kind of surprised Merrick didn't get on the yacht. But anyway, sure. So give us a shot versus the old 10, and then you can bank. He can bank this, you know. Now, usually this has to happen like in the same round. Don't you have to have initiative? Right? I ate another for his next attack. Well, no, it doesn't matter because it's lateral. Whether you have initiative on this round or at the bottom.
We're all going on the same turn because we held actions.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Because even if he's in the bottom of the round and then he's like for his next attack, so it's fine. So you got 15.
Yes.
So there you go, sir. +2, we're banking for Merrick's next shot. And R4, of course, comes over the comms, and he's spitting out some great advice for you, Merrick.
Right, I do not speak binary. Translate to computer.
I mean, I'm mostly speaking to your targeting system, so that's fair.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, there's like the little helper emoji, like asteroid droid shows
little,
up on your screen.
Paperclip.
it looks like Arthur, you know.
So it looks like you're trying to engage in a starship battle.
Yeah.
Do you need some help?
Because if he talks to you directly, you remember that mod that Rahal paid for, and I was going to get modded. Yeah. And he disappeared for like a day and a half, and you guys we were doing montages of Mission Possible, how he broke into the casino.
Yeah.
I might hit a droid shop. I mean, you don't know if you actually get what you want. And like through the translator, when he says something like, you know, you have nice eyes. You know, you have no idea what's coming your way. So careful what you wish for. Anyway, that is R4. We have Poser up and then Rahal on deck. Poser, what do you want to do?
So I am going to... Now, I can't remember exactly. Can I fly through friendly squares or not?
You should be able to. I mean, like, you can't go through
you cannot end in an ally's. It's the same rules.
Yeah, you go through. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, straight through Arthur, 4, right? And that's one move.
Yeah.
And what do you got? Now what do you want to do?
And then I'm going to release a barrage on this, on the airspeeder that is across from...
Okay.
The big ship.
Okay, so 2 forward and then 1 on an angle is 4 squares, which counts as medium range, which is -5 to attack.
Yep. And I'm also making this auto fired.
That's like 10. Sure.
Yeah, but that's it's against the reflex defense for half.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Merrick. Your last thing was a burst, right?
Yeah.
Can you burst like adjacent squares or no? It's not big enough, is it?
No. You're just auto fired in starship scale only targets one entity.
Yeah, you were like, now you did hit him thanks to your force point and I took full damage. Yay. But okay. Sorry. I just had a break.
No, I still rolled 2 ones. That wasn't full. Okay. There's more.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Getting back to Mr. Auto Fire. So
yes.
This is 15.
So attack of 15.
-10?
Or. The -10s are already factored in. I got a 16 on the dice.
Okay. Do you want to spend a force point? You're within a 50% range.
Yeah, I'll pop a force point. I got a 5.
Yes.
So that bumps up to 20.
That hits for full damage of 42.
Yep.
And
42.
We're going to mark this Talon as Poser's bitch. and Poser's bitch takes.
Yeah.
I would say that out loud.
And as I come flying past R4, he notices still wet paint flying off the back of my Z95 as he sees written on the side, screeching Rancor.
I think Arthur has something to say about that, but not everybody has their translator on. All right, that's awesome. So while somebody was like refilling his jetpack and Rahal was running around healing everywhere, you pulled out the old spray cans, right?
Yeah,
just right on the, did the big Rancor face in the reverse.
Couldn't stand the Darga.
Maybe just turn it into a Rancor. It's like, you know, this looks like a Rorschach Rancor. If I just add some legs and, you know, there you go. Maybe it inspired the name. All right. And that's you, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? So far, Ryan's the only one who has raised his shields.
Oh, yeah. Swift actually raised shields.
Don't worry. The best raised ours there. He only did two moves or a move and a shot. It's like, and he raised our shields. Sure. I'll even be nice. We'll say Arthur had his up since it was like a call across the board.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll move my full movement forward.
No, I'm not that nice. Arthur's shields are down. Your pants are down, dude. Okay, four forward. Two, three, four. That puts you on Merrick's wing. Yep. And sort of angled towards the guy in front of you. Unfortunately, on an angle is considered two squares. But point blank is two. So you're good.
Yep. And I will take my shot.
Mm-hmm.
With an additional plus one. That's not the right sheet.
There for blaster cannons, two is short range.
Two is short range, yeah. So I don't take penalties, or do I take minus two?
Minus two.
Yeah. Pow. Oh, and this is an auto fire shot, because on the previous turn I flopped my business over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spend a force point on that.
So your first action, you move. The second action,
I shoot.
You shoot.
And for my swift, I will raise my shields, but okay, Let's resolve this damage. She takes 9 points of damage, which is nothing because of this DR.
That's right. But you scratch the paint. Scorch marks all up the talon. You show him you mean business. It's sort of a last chance to surrender, right? He looks yep. He looks scared. The canopy pops and out he goes. Oh, I'm not doing this. That's how you imagined it. No, you've been below zero and
the
near
Hall's
death.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, no, just like any time in like a single day you drop below zero and you're unconscious and have to come back, you know, there's a little bit of delusions going on, I'm not gonna lie.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's me.
All right. The talons. Let's start with the one that Rahal is right next to, and I'll just work my way top down on the board here. So, talon number one, or our red talon that's engaging Rahal here, basically does the same thing. Like, there, he's coming at you and you're shooting, and he just opens up with his own auto fire to, you know, to play the odds, as it were. And for this guy, after all bonuses are considered, I'm taking a shot of it with a total of negative two. This isn't great. And I'm calling this out because normally a DM wouldn't, but it's like, I just
that's a hit.
Find this interesting. 16, what is the reflex of a Z95?
14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Full damage, huh? Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Talons have a double blaster cannon of 4d10 times 2. So he just rips into you.
Wait, they have...
Or speed. 40?
No, it's just 4d10. It's not times two.
I'm reading it. The talons are combat cloud cars.
Oh,
the regular,
okay, yeah, okay.
The
I was gonna say.
The regular cloud car has a 5d10, but it's only times one. So,
savage.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. So you take 42 points of damage. So it
okay,
chews
so
up
15 points are chewed off my shields.
And now they're down. You gotta start recycling them. Another 10 come off of your damage reduction.
Yep.
So you negate a total of 25 points. Mm-hmm. Out of the 42, leaving us with what?
17.
Thank you. So I'll take 17 off your ship for you here.
Ouch.
And you're down. That hurts. You're down to 103.
Oh, what's my threshold? I better. Is the threshold calculated after you factor shields and DR?
I think so, because it's the ship's hull that's finally taking damage, and if it's still above threshold, you know what I mean?
Yep. Pew, 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 pew. Oh, this sucks.
You should have stayed on the ground, right?
Now, hold on. Before we go further, yeah. I just want to check something real quick, because as a reaction...
A reaction to what? To me? To you getting shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's more. The Tabana gas platform. Can I have a perception check? Hull.
Sure can.
Mm-hmm.
28.
You see guns on the corners of the platforms, and they are swiveling and training on you now that you're really close. And the platform gets a turn at the end of the round. But right now, I'll continue with my talons.
Very quickly, Matt's shields are now reduced to 10.
Yeah.
So he still has an SR of 10, instead of it automatically dropping to 0.
Okay, so what happens to all that damage? He only reduces 5?
No, so he reduces all 15, but the shields get reduced as well. So next time he takes damage, he only gets to cut 10 off of it. And then 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I charge it back.
Yeah, because it's a field that's degenerating as opposed to... That makes sense. It absorbs most of the damage, but now less effectively in 5 increments. Because otherwise it goes from 15 to 0. That actually didn't seem really right, but okay. I gotcha. Continuing with the talons. Yes, Matt, you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to... talking's free, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So after noticing, the gun placements on the Tabana gas platforms, I will patch it in overcoms and just be like, keep your distance, guys. They got guns on the platforms.
Okay, cool. The... The guy holding back, right? As he comes forward, all the others seem to shift. And he'll come forward 1, 2, and put himself right nose to nose with Merrick, who is the lead of the V, and attempt to start a dogfight with Merrick.
Does his wife know?
No. Yeah, that's her right behind me in the other cloud car. So what does he need to do to start a dogfight?
Get some signals.
He needs to make a pilot check at a -5 penalty, and Merrick needs to make a regular pilot check.
All right. -5?
Yes, so -5.
It'd be 8. I get 8. What'd you get?
I got 15.
So I try to get in your face and you shake him?
Yeah.
So yes. Now, is that my move to do that or my standard?
Standard.
Okay, so I try to lock it up with you and fail.
Not today, Jose.
And that's him. The guy behind... is going to slide through friendlies and basically get into a dogfight with the glorious chariot, where I'd probably have the advantage as a smaller, as a smaller ship. And so far down the line, they all slide and try to pick, start into regular targets. So the guy that's poser shot at, he's like, okay, you pick me. And he goes for him. That kind of thing. So the talons down the line switch up, sort of force you guys to switch up targets. So, Rahal's guy didn't actually engage him. He just sprayed him.
Yeah. But, so when I click the roll, the pilot roll on Vibesh's sheet, it comes up as Rahal Oberus.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That was not my pilot roll.
I was say for 27 for you, it's like, damn, too bad we're not engaging you. That's fine. So this is what I'm trying to do to shake you, these guys, and just give you an idea, like, you're fighting them. Like, you know, wow, he's good with a sword. Wow, these guys are good. These guys have plus sevens to their piloting roles, and I'm not afraid to share this because you quickly get a sense if these guys are good pilots or not, and they're not bad. However, I got to do this at -5, so now I only get a +2 instead of +7. So now I get a 20 total, but with Vibesh, you know, just
smashing an 18 on the
dice. Just barreling, like, not today, right? And last but not least, we have a Talon pilot engaging Poser with a mighty 4.
There's theoretically a chance.
Roll.
My pilot is not great. 15.
Yep, that beats me. So that is the Talons go. Next are the actual